The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
And we've got a young man in on the 4Ps stroke work experience. His name's John. Morning, John. How are you?
Morning. I'm right, yeah.
Terrified, aren't you?
Yeah.
And yet you do a bit of kayaking.
Yeah, on the sea, in rivers, anywhere I can, really.
Don't you ever get scared with all that?
Well, you know, like, when I was first starting, I was a bit, but, I mean, once you do it enough, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of like muscle memory and you know how to do everything, so it's not scary anymore.
Comfort zone, I would imagine?
Yeah.
You're in your comfort zone. Just tell us a little bit about kayaking, because I'm not 100% sure. You're on some kind of paddle board?
Well, sometimes, but that's not kayaking.
I could tell I was wrong, because the face that you pulled. Go on.
Obviously, you're sitting down in a kayak with a spray deck over you, stops the water getting in. Yeah, you paddle. I don't know what to say, really.
Are you stood up or sat down?
Sat down, well... You can kind of kneel in some, but most people tend to sit down.
So okay, so you're sat down. Yeah. So it's a bit like canoeing, but you ain't got that around you. You're on the outside of it, are you? Stood on or sat on something?
You're sat on a chair.
Yeah, on a little chair.
Yeah.
And you've got your paddles, have you?
Yeah, you've got one long paddle, two blades on the end.
Okay, so just take us back then. When you first jumped on this thing for the very first time, how scared were you?
Pretty scared, I'll be real.
Can you swim?
Yeah.
So that wasn't going to be an issue then?
No.
Is it like the water's fierce, or is it just flat and just, you know?
It's pretty flat the first time I went, so I know, like, if I was going to go in, yeah, I can swim, I'll come up, whatever. But, you know, it's still just something telling you that it's scary. Like, you know you have nothing to fear, but even if you, like, you're just scared. It's very hard to explain.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You be honest, all right? Totally honest. How scared are you when you get on when you're doing your kayaking, all right, when you first got on, and how scared are you now, sat there? Which is more terrifying?
Definitely sitting here right now.
And yet nothing can hurt, can it? Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how our minds tell us that, because we probably haven't done this before, this is going to be scary. And all you're doing is sat in a chair talking, which you get up in the morning and do every day.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, look, you got a school at the moment. We're going to find out lots more about you, but for now, what about your hobbies? What sort of hobbies have you got other than kayaking?
Play a bit of football, like... in my free time, not anything kind of club. I don't really like that, but, you know, with friends and stuff.
Just a bit of fun, then?
Yeah, just fun. Play video games quite a lot.
What video games do you play?
At the moment, I'm playing quite a lot of Minecraft.
Right, lots of kids come in and talk about Minecraft. I don't really know what it is. Maybe, because you're going to be here tomorrow as well, maybe you can show me Minecraft. Can you play it on a computer?
Yeah.
Right, okay, you can show me Minecraft tomorrow. Maybe I'll get addicted to that. Maybe that'll be my new addiction for the summer. Not that I'm, addictive to lots of things. What do you want to do when you leave school, education? What's the plan? What's the dream?
I'm not fully sure at the moment, but, you know, like, something which I would love to do would be, like, movie director or something along that lines. It's just an area that I really love and something that really interests me.
I would imagine it's possibly easier to get into now, and I know that's probably a daft thing to say, but because we've all got things on our phones and our computers that are relatively free, that you can make your own films and you can become some kind of director, there's a lot more opportunity. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, because, like, even when I was younger, I was, like... you just download an app and you can start making, like, little stop motion films, and then if you have YouTube or something like that, you can post them, people see them, you know, you never know, you might become famous overnight.
Well, lots of people have in that respect. So what is a stop motion film?
Well, you get something, you move it a little bit, you take a picture, and then you basically just shoot the frames individually, and then when you play them all together, it comes to life.
Would they do something like that with what's that film, that Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah.
Is that the sort of thing? That's
what they use, yeah.
So is that the sort of thing you want to get into? Sounds fascinating.
Maybe, but it's very tedious, and I'm not sure really.
Bit fiddly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would imagine if you could master that, you could master any kind of film.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you master that, you can do anything really.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
Not currently, no.
No?
No.
So how keen are you then? Just imagine I'm a big boss producer and I want to know how keen you are. So what was the last thing you made?
Just some film and media during my studies.
Is it available to see?
No. It's not finished.
You're just saying that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to find out a lot more about you because you're here today and tomorrow. So we're going to come back and speak some more in a moment. So.